The village of Berks Falls is officially opposing a lithium battery energy storage system, BESS, in Armour Township. Berks Falls Town Council unanimously supported a resolution opposing the BESS at its March 18th meeting. See, concern as Armour may become home to a lithium battery storage system. The resolution immediately followed a presentation by Barry Burden of nearby Ryerson Township, who told council there were no benefits, only risks, to having a BESS near their respective communities. Solar Bank Corporation of Toronto has proposed the BESS, a series of 9 lithium units that store power from the grid and release that power when there's a demand for more energy. If approved, Solar Bank would install the units on 0.2 acres at 219 Pegs Mountain Road. Well, before that time, the company would need to hold public meetings to address residents' concerns, plus the site would need to be rezoned in addition to having an amendment to the village's official plan. Solar Bank has submitted reports and studies which the Armour Council is having reviewed by experts. That means the Solar Bank application is months away from being heard by the Southeast Parry Sound District Planning Board. Despite this, Burton said it's important to nip this project in the bud before it gets too far advanced. The Planning Board represents 6 municipalities: Armour, Berks Falls, Ryerson, Parry, Kearney, and McMurrock, Monteith. Members of council from each of those municipalities sit on the board. During his presentation, Burden pointed out lithium batteries are known to catch fire and, in severe instances, also explode. There is no known way to extinguish a lithium battery fire and it has to burn itself out, he said. See, Berks Falls Fire Department to be trained on fighting lithium battery fires. Another problem is as it's burning, Burden said, is toxic smoke being released into the air. That could lead to a possible evacuation, and if that happens to Berks Falls, where would you go? Burton said. The BESS is about 1 mile from Berks Falls. A lithium battery fire could result in electrolyte leakages into the soil and chemicals could wind up in the Magnetawan River, which passes through many communities in the Highlands, Burton said. If the Magnetawan River became contaminated, there is potential serious harm to soil, vegetation and wildlife, he said, adding the soil and water would have to be remediated somehow and likely at great expense. Berks Falls Mayor Chris Hope told council and Burden that on March 13, he had a quarterly meeting with the mayors of the Almaguin Highlands where he said the surrounding municipalities are getting plenty of letters from constituents and added, there is no support for this. The Berks Falls resolution notes that BESS technology is still in its infancy and the units contain high levels of hazardous chemicals and materials, presenting a significant danger, and environmental contaminants due to leaks and fires pose a risk of catastrophic damage to our area. By this resolution, we indicate our firm opposition to this and any other battery storage or recycling facility situated so close to our homes and waterways, Hope read into the record. The mayor went on to say that maintaining the pristine condition of the waterways was of profound importance to our quality of life and livelihood, not just in Berks Falls but across the Almaguin Highlands. Hope read that Berks Falls supports the development of new and environmentally benign technologies and infrastructure that benefits the communities, but, he added, the risks of situating such a potentially ruinous installation so close to the village cannot be supported. Berks Falls is sending the resolution to the Almaguin Highlands municipalities as well as the MPP, MP and the Ontario Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks. Burton is hopeful the surrounding municipal councils follow Berks Falls' lead and pass similar resolutions. He says he plans to visit each of the town councils that are part of the planning board. Ryerson Council heard Burton's presentation at its March 11th meeting and is expected to discuss a resolution about the BESS at its March 25th meeting. According to Burton, if all the town councils oppose the BESS, then Solar Bank might withdraw its proposal. If it doesn't, the proposal will eventually be heard before the Planning Board and also Armour Town Council to deal with the rezoning change and official plan amendment. If any of the governing bodies deny the Solar Bank application, the company has the option to appeal the decisions to the Ontario Land Tribunal. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.